Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back the assertive Lee Harris. How are you?
The assertive, yeah. Well, you know, being assertive all week, I'm very good. Thanks for so much. Rhea, yourself?
Not bad. Thanks. I got to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee was born back in 1970-something.
Yeah, we'll go with that. 70-something.
So this week is a heck of a lot better than we've seen in the last while.
It is. I mean, it's probably the best week we've had 2021, I would say, for news anyway. So, yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, we're onwards and upwards now. I know we've said this about two or three times throughout the last year on this show. I am hoping we are onwards and upwards anyway.
Well, I got my fingers crossed, and I'm sure crew around the world have their fingers crossed, too. And I mean, we are heading into the European season now, so people are going to be wanting to fly over. And, you know, I mean, it's hard enough when you're talking coming from, say, for example, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, you know, getting all your paperwork in order. But on top of that, with the issues of border closures, et cetera, it just makes that headache even that much more. So it's good to see that things are, you know, loosening up a little bit. What's going on in France for the vaccine passport?
Yeah, so the French authorities have revealed their plans to try out a vaccine passport scheme for air passengers reaching the country with their main carrier, Air France. According to the transport minister, the trial will be limited in scope and will be run by Air France on flights between mainland France and the overseas territories of Guadeloupe and Martinique. The goal is to see if it works well in real time, the minister announced. It was also further noted that the main purpose of the trial is to find out whether it will help reduce checks that are drastically slowing boarding and arrival procedures at this moment in time. It's to be noted, the scheme will not affect travellers from the EU, nor will it change any of the entry measures for arrivals from other countries, including the ban on non-essential entry from certain other countries. Travellers from within the EU, the exempted countries, which we'll talk about more later, and the Schengen zone into France will still need a negative COVID-19 test and extra paperwork at the border, which is in line with the current measures that are currently in place.
All right. And the Seychelles.
The Seychelles has officially reopened its borders to all tourists once again, only requiring proof of a negative test no more than 72 hours before arrival. Airlines have moved quickly to the response, with Air Seychelles, who have largely been grounded, restarting first scheduled flights to Dubai on March the 28th. The flight will only operate once a week to begin with. Qatar Airlines, Turkish Airlines and Ethiopian Airlines are all looking to increase their capacity to the island in the coming weeks, along with Etihad Airlines, who are to begin services to the country by the end of this month. The Seychelles' decision to reopen to tourists is due to 60% of the island's population of 100,000 having already received their first shot of the COVID vaccine. So they're going great guns.
So let me ask you, I mean, we're having all these negative COVID tests, but is that going to eventually disappear once the majority of the world is vaccinated?
We can hope, can't we? I mean, I'm still of the opinion there'll be a vaccination passport, you know, a global vaccination passport. I guess there'll be some trepidation to begin with to see how the vaccines are working, because it's still early days. Once they have more of a knowledge of, you know, of how effective they're going to be, then I would imagine get your vaccine passport and hopefully, fingers crossed, the negative COVID test will be a thing of the past.
Yeah, because it seems like a lot of work really to do that. And the idea, we've discussed it before, 72 hours before, you can have a party in the meantime and catch it and still get on that plane because, you know, anyway, yeah. It is what it is. We don't rule the world yet. And Singapore Airlines, what's going on there?
Yes, yeah, so starting next week, Singapore Airlines will be the latest airline to pilot the new International Air Transport Association's mobile phone travel pass for digital health verification. Singapore Airlines health verification trials based on the IATA travel pass framework will start with passengers traveling between Singapore and London from March the 15th until March the 28th. Passengers will have to download the travel pass app onto their mobile phone. Once successfully installed, passengers can then book their pre-departure COVID-19 test at any one of seven participating Singapore clinics. After registering the clinic with the Travel Pass app, passengers will be able to view their test results and confirm to fly status directly through the app. Before their flight departure, passengers must show their confirm to flight status in the app to Singapore Airlines check-in staff. Passengers will still need to bring a physical copy of the COVID-19 test result given to them by the clinic where the test was performed. It's also important to note that the IR Travel Pass is currently only available to passengers with phones operating on the Apple iOS system. Android users, unfortunately, will have to wait a little longer before the app is available for them to download. The time frame for that is supposedly the end of March.
What's going on with all these things coming out for Apple only, and we're, you know, the rest of us Android users have to wait? I think Clubhouse is the latest thing that all sorts of social media business people are utilizing, but it's only available for an Apple phone. I'm an Android user, so
join a club. I'm with you as well. I'm the actually only one in my family who is Android. Everybody else is Apple, but no, definitely Android for me.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't want to discover. I know enough technology. I've had to learn enough technology in the last few years that I am not going to relearn a brand new operating system just for a couple of reasons. It's just not happening.
No. It's difficult enough for me. I mean, talk about teaching old dog new tricks. It's just not for me, no.
Exactly. Well, I'm not nearly as old as you, but same deal. And what's going on in Greece?
Yeah, so the Greek tourism minister has announced that the country is opening its borders to tourists from May the 14th, which is good news, especially with the European season coming up. They have said that all persons who have been vaccinated or who test negative could travel to Greece this summer. Tourists will be welcome if before travel they are either vaccinated or have antibodies or test negative. And all tourists will be subject to random testing. The minister also announced that after the most vulnerable people are vaccinated, the health authorities in Greece will prioritise people working in the hospitality sector to help facilitate safe travel.
Well, that is good news, because I know, you know, talking to so many people around the world right now, especially in those areas that really are tourism based, there's a lot of people suffering as a result of that.
I think so. I think for countries like Greece, it makes sense for those to, you know, make sure that they vaccinate the people in the tourism industry, you know, one of the first, so they can at least try and get their economy going again.
Yeah, a lot of these island countries are really, or island areas are really affected by the lack of tourism. So it's good to see that Greece is sort of taking this a step further and making sure that they can kickstart their economy.
Yeah, for definite. You know, it's like we said, you know, it definitely makes sense to get them vaccinated as quickly as possible. So, yeah, I think it's definitely steps in the right direction.
Now, what's going on with France? We did talk about the vaccine passport, but there's other things happening in France at the moment as well.
There is. Yeah, it's been a week for them, isn't it? Yeah, so France is to ease its COVID border restrictions for several countries, including the UK. But travellers will still need to have the negative test before travelling. The Foreign Ministry said those flying to or from Australia, South Korea, Israel, Japan, New Zealand, the UK and Singapore will no longer need to have compelling reasons to travel and enter the country. All other restrictions, including the requirement for a negative test less than 72 hours before travel, will remain in place.
And we've got crew questions.
We have. This week's question actually goes hand in hand with the previous talk about France opening up its borders to specific countries. Simon wanted to know, with the announcement that France is opening up to the UK, whether he would be allowed to travel to Nice. Now, there's two parts to this question. Theoretically, the answer is yes. However, for UK travellers, you would only be allowed to travel for one of the following reasons at this moment in time. That would be work, volunteering, education, medical or compassionate grounds, wedding, funerals and related events. This is due to still the UK currently banning anyone from travelling abroad unless they fall under one of the aforementioned categories. So the answer, Simon, is if you're travelling to work or one of the other categories, then you're absolutely fine. If you're looking to dock walk or if you're looking to go on holiday, then unfortunately you wouldn't be able to from the UK. You'd be stopped at the check-in.
That was going to be my last question, actually, was about the border restrictions from the UK. Are we still seeing difficulties at the border with Border Patrol and staff in regards to, because of course, you know, the seamen have that exemption, but does everybody now know, or are they still having the difficulties getting across?
We've seen there has been some issues, particularly certain airlines flying into Spain seems to be the biggest one, unfortunately. There are ways around it. Basically, the long and short of it is try and avoid BA if you're traveling to Spain at the moment. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, they're a little bit hotter on seamen travel, even though they're allowed to. For whatever reason, they do seem to be cracking down on it. So try and avoid BA if you can. Other than that, it seems to be okay. It doesn't seem to be too bad. I know there's been certain cases reported of seamen struggling. From us personally, we've not seen it. They've been able to travel freely as long as they've had the specific paperwork they need. So yeah, I mean, like we always say, make sure that you have more paperwork than you probably need. That way, then you're not going to come unstuck.
Yeah, that seems to be the name of the game. You know, every bit of paper, even if you think it's not important, make sure you have it, because, you know, if you don't have it, that's probably the time that you're going to need it, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, the one time you forget it, you know that's going to be the one time you get pulled up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I traveled, you know, especially with children, just generally prior to all of this. And every single time that I had all my paperwork, it wasn't an issue. Because of course my ex and I are divorced, so you have to have that paperwork. But the minute I didn't have it, there were questions. So it was like, you know, you travel as much as you want with the paperwork, no one's going to stop you. But the minute you don't have that paperwork is the minute everybody stops you at every port of call.
It's just fate, isn't it? You know, it's just the way it works. Like you say, you can have it 9 times out of 10, no problems at all. You'll never be asked for it. And that one time is guaranteed is the time that you're going to get asked.
It's Murphy's Law, or someone has a nose for something. I don't know.
Exactly right. You must let off a pheromone of guilt. That's what it is.
Probably, right? You're like shaking in your boots and you've got that look on your face like, oh no, oh no, oh no. I'm guilty of something. Right. Well, Lee, thank you again. It has been a pleasure this week, actually. It was an actual pleasure as opposed to the other weeks where it's not so much.
Well, that's just with me, Rhea, to be fair, isn't it? I mean, regardless of the content.
Right. Well, you have been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.